Well, with the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras taking place this weekend, long-time attendees are reflecting on the history of the march and what the future holds as elder members of the LGBTI community enter their twilight years. Daniel Daly and Taylor Galvin spoke with David Bowron, who has participated in the event since 1990, about his experiences and the future challenges for LGBTI people.
First of all, I would like to ask, what does Mardi Gras mean to you?
To me, it is a celebration of our community. Started off as a party, actually, a Mardi Gras. Then it was a protest. And now, to me, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of our community and a celebration of Sydney.
How has it changed since 1990 when you first attended?
It's got bigger. It's been more acceptable. A great tourist attraction brings in a lot of tourists to the city, which brings in income for the various businesses, hotels, and I think it's done wonders for the city, for the community, and for all the Sydneysiders.
Is there still a social and political aim of the march, or is it just a celebration now that there is more acceptance of LGBTI people within society?
Well, it depending on the group. My group, we treat it as a celebration and an acknowledgement of the guys that have gone before us, who set the foundation stone for our organisation, and we're celebrating our 27th year this year. We're building on that foundation and letting people know that despite us being older and elderly, we can still enjoy life, and we want people to know that. Our mantra this year says, we know we're grey, but we're here and we're proud to be gay.
Have the politicians' presence made a positive impact on the acceptance of the LGBTI community in wider society?
My personal opinion, I don't think any politician should be in the parade. It should be our parade, not everyone else. If you're a gay, bisexual, transgender person, in the parade for sure. But all these pollies who want to get on the bandwagon to get the gay vote, in my opinion, no. For it to be our celebration of our parade.
So you don't think it did anything to, say, normalise your community in the eyes of the wider public?
What 1 minute they support one idea, then they change it. You know, they're not genuine, in my opinion. The Lord Mayor, certainly Clover, certainly supports our community. Alex Greenwich is a gay gentleman, lovely man, and he's the forefront of our movement and supporting our ideas and whatever challenges we need, we'll be faced with, he, you know, certainly supports them. But they're genuine people, whereas the others, they just want to get on TV. And the Prime Minister was on, you know, a couple of years back, the leader of the opposition. But no, you know, unless they're gay, I think they should be not in our parade, or lesbian. Well, we do have a few gay and lesbian politicians, Jenny Leong, and, you know, she knows what our challenges are. And if we have a problem, we can go and see her and get full support.
So do you think that in the political sphere more needs to be done to support the LGBTI community?
No, I think after the yes vote came through, I think we just need to work on some of the issues of supporting older gay and lesbian people. And no doubt our politicians in time will get the message and, you know, and try and assist us.
What kind of issues are they?
Like old age care, age facilities, where gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender people can be accepted into an aged care facility and not have to hide in the closet. They've come out of the closet, but when they go into some of these facilities, they have to go back in again.
So are you saying that when people enter aged care facilities, they're faced with institutional discrimination?
Sometimes. It is changing. And I went to a Love Project forum a couple of months back, and they had people from some aged care facilities where they're accepting and their staff go through processes to properly understand the issues that the LGBTI people have in their aged care. So it is improving, and it's pleasing to hear that some organisations are taking these steps.
It's David Bowron speaking with Danielle Daly there.